Dede Schaffner, Chairman of the Seminole County School Board.
Ms. Schaffner, for how long have you held an elected school board position?
I've been on the school board for 11 years.
Consecutive?
Consecutive.
Would you describe the status of the homeless students in Seminole County Public School districts, such as we got numbers and grade levels, and whether that's an increase or a decrease in the number, that kind of thing?
We currently have over 1,750 homeless children in our Seminole County Public Schools. When 60 Minutes came into Seminole County and did their issue on homeless children, we were able to make that figure known, and people were shocked, very shocked, to find out that in Seminole County, which is considered to be a more affluent county, we have that many homeless children. Our free and reduced lunch count in Seminole County is now up to 42%, which is the highest it has ever been. And we feel like this year our numbers are just going to continue to climb. So it's definitely an issue.
Ms. Schaffner, is that 42% of a certain grade level or of the entire student body of the district?
It's K through 12.
Separate from the faith-based initiative that we're going to talk about further into this interview, separate from that, what steps in general has Seminole County Public Schools taken to address the homeless student issue?
Well, we have a social worker whose sole responsibility is to work with our homeless families. And, of course, her responsibilities have grown as the numbers have grown. We also, of course, feed these children breakfast and lunch every day that we have school. And we view ourselves as being kind of the security blanket for these children, that they know when they come to school on Monday morning, they're going to get breakfast, they're going to have the same teacher standing there every day, they're going to have a routine in their classroom every day at lunch, they're going to get fed. It's when they go home that they're not real sure about what's going to happen to them. So we have made every effort to work with these families to provide food and to be sure that these children are taken care of. Under the McKinney-Vento Act, which is a federal law, we also work with them. For instance, if a child is at one school and is the family loses their home in that school district and they are transferred across the county, we will continue to bus that child back to the school where he or she was originally attending so they have some continuity in their life. That's probably what they lack the most, is any kind of continuity. So we do everything we can to be sure that we're providing them with some kind of stability. Our focus is on the children, and that's what it needs to be.
Again, separate from the faith-based initiative, Dede Schaffner, Chairman of the Seminole County Public School Board, are there initiatives that the district undertakes that are separate from the federal or state requirements that are just generated out of your own compassion and interest in best serving students?
Without question, and I think it's done locally at every single school. We are aware who these children are, and we are reaching out to them. I have principals who tell me, well, we bought some clothes for so-and-so, one of our students, or a student was not able to pay to go on a field trip, and so we made sure they were able to be there. So we pitch in and do everything we can. I have one principal who tells me he has a closet full of shoes so that when the children come, if they don't have the shoes that they need or just don't have any shoes, then we can give them those types of things as well. So absolutely we reach out to them and do everything we can to, again, provide the stability that we know they need in their lives and often don't have.
How did this faith-based initiative come about, and who were the principal leaders who helped initiate it?
Initially last spring when CBS 60 Minutes came in to the Central Florida area, they wanted to do a particular issue on homelessness and how it affects children, not necessarily adults, but children. And so they selected Seminole County and zeroed in on Castleberry Elementary School for one. And when that was shown back in the spring, it was a wake-up call for most people in Seminole County. Again, I mentioned earlier, they could not believe this was happening in Seminole County. So we began getting calls saying, oh my goodness, I had no idea this was going on. What can I do to help? And so one of the first calls I got the day after the 60 Minutes show was on Sunday night, Monday morning at 7 a.m., I got a call from one of our county commissioners, and she said to me, were you aware this was going to be on? And I said, yes, I was. And she said, I had no idea that we had so many children that were in this state. And I said, oh, yeah, it's a real problem. And she said, well, this is not acceptable in Seminole County. We've got to do something about this. So Brenda Carey, our county commission chair, and Dr. Joel Hunter from Northland Church and I got together and said, what are we going to do about this? And so this is the way this initiative started, was we've got to do something about this. Our concern was we knew that breakfast and lunch, the children would get at school. But it's when they go home on Friday, what happens to them over the weekend? Or worse yet, what happens over the summer when summer school is out? So we started some food pantries in some of our schools so that when the children went home on Friday afternoon, they could have either a backpack or a bag or something with some non-perishable food items in it so they could take it home to be sure they have something to eat over the weekend. That was critical for them. So that kind of mushroomed. More and more people wanted to get involved in it. PTAs got involved, and the schools just, this was their passion. But there wasn't much time between the time that show 60 Minutes was on and the end of school year. So we had an opportunity, our food service director, Linda Daniels, had the opportunity to write a federal grant that allowed her, and she won it, that she was able to feed every child under the age of 18 this summer, breakfast and lunch. It was a phenomenal program. She was feeding 1,400 children a day throughout Seminole County, which was awesome. So then what happens after these children get out of summer school, which was in July, we got concerned about that. So we had a number of administrators who took bags of food out to the motels where a lot of our homeless families are housed and gave them food so we'd kind of stem the gap between the end of summer school and the beginning of the next year. In the meantime, the churches got together, and Dr. Hunter from Northland was really the leader in this. He called together a meeting in early August and said, we are trying to see if we could get some of our schools adopted by the faith community, churches that would be willing to help stock the food pantries. And so I had an opportunity to speak at that meeting, and we had such a response to it that it was wonderful. It was overwhelming. But it shows you the passion that we have for our community, all of us do. So we were able to sign a number of churches up to become partners. And then when school started, I actually went out and did a survey of all of our schools to see who felt like they would like to have a food pantry that would be set up for Friday afternoon pickup and delivery with the children to take food home for the weekend. 44 of our schools responded, and then we had kind of a training session, if you will, that allowed us to talk about the parameters that could be used and how we were going to set this up, and allowed the principals and the church people to meet. And it's just taken off from there. It's just incredible. The more people hear about it, the more calls we get from churches that say, I want to be a part of this. So it is off and running, and it is a wonderful support for our homeless families. It's a real tribute to the people of Seminole County that are willing to step forward and help.
D.D. Schaffner, chairman of the Seminole County School Board, what is the anticipated outcome of this initiative with the faith-based community and the involvement with homeless students?
That's an excellent question, because I am well aware that we need long-term solutions for these homeless families, and feeding children is a short-term solution. However, what's growing out of this is that churches are stepping up and they're trying to recruit case managers to help with the families, to help them get back on their feet. Because our long-term goal, of course, is to get them back on their feet again, get the household, whoever's the breadwinner for the household, back into a job, get them into a stable environment, and stabilize the life for the children. That's important. So we started with the food program. That's the short term. And now this is branching into the opportunity for churches to get involved with recruiting and training case managers that can actually step up and work with these families to help them get stabilized.
Would you then consider, in addition to the food service that is more consistently provided, that the case management aspect becomes the major component of this and the greatest measure of its success?
Absolutely. The more families we can get back on their feet, that's our goal, is to get these families back on their feet again. And as I say, I know the food is a short term, but our long-term goal is to get them back on their feet. Nobody wants to be homeless. None of these families, and I don't think the parents really realize in many cases that how deeply affected these children are. And I think that was what hit all of us when we saw 60 Minutes show on homelessness with children, was the effect it had on the children. You think kids are resilient, but it is deeply affecting these children. And we see it at school. They don't participate in activities because they don't want to tell anybody. They can't afford to, you know, pay the fee or be involved in something. They don't want to tell anybody. They can't go on a field trip. High school kids are the most silent. They don't want anybody to know the situation that they are living in. They're embarrassed and ashamed. Elementary school children will come in and they'll be crying, and it doesn't take any time at all before they tell us what's going on, which is a good thing because we can provide resources. We have 16 social workers in our Seminole County Public Schools, and they work with these families, as well as Beth Davalos, who is the Families in Transition social worker. That is her sole responsibility. But all of our social workers work with these families, and when we know there's children in need, we rise to the occasion to take care of it. But the numbers have become so overwhelming that we need support, and the support from the community is just incredible. And they are now talking about not only establishing the food banks, but, as I mentioned, the case managers, but they're doing clothes closets and trying to see if they can come in and help tutor. Some of these children don't have any way to get help after school because they ride a bus and they have to go wherever they're going, and they don't have an opportunity to have any tutoring help, and so they're doing poorly in class, or they can't even do their assignments because they don't have the materials they might need. So as soon as we uncover or hear from a child that they're living in a homeless situation, we step forward and do everything we can to provide the support that's needed.
Chairman Schaffner of Seminole County Public Schools, can you give some examples of what a case manager would do?
A case manager has to be somebody who's trained. Not just anybody would be able to be a case manager, but they meet with the family, they find out what their skills are. Maybe some of them need to go back to school to pick up some additional skills that would enhance their opportunity to be employed. We always are trying to find out, you know, where are you living? Are you living in a stable situation? Many families are living with another family, and this came out in the 60 Minute special. They're afraid that if they do anything wrong, they'll be kicked out, and so they're afraid to breathe almost because they're afraid that they'll do something wrong and the family that they're living with will say, you know, this isn't working, we have to get you out. So we try and assess what the situation is and then see what the resources are that they need. Some of them don't know how to apply for unemployment. Some of them don't know how to apply for a job even, or they have no way to get to a job application, a job interview. So we just try, every family is different, and we're just trying to assess what the situation is with a case manager. So that's what the case manager is going to do. He's going to focus on that one family and really see what they can do to provide assistance. And often we have agencies in our community. There's some wonderful agencies in our community, but people don't know how to access them, or they don't know about them. So the case manager is trained to be able to say to a person, here's how you apply for food stamps or whatever it may be, and to walk them through the process.
Dee Dee Schaffner, chair of the Seminole County Public Schools, given that definition and explanation of what a case manager does that case manager work part and parcel and for the faith-based institutions, or does that case manager work for the school system?
The case manager would not work for the school system. The faith-based organizations are trying to recruit through their churches the people who might be able to be trained as case managers, and it will require training. But then they'll be working through an organization called Pathways to Home, and this organization is committed to helping families get back on their feet and to helping them with the resources that they need to get them back on their feet again.
Given the federal law separating religion from public school activities, how will you guard against any intentional or unintentional misstep in that regard?
Well, in the guidelines that were drawn up, and the schools had input on this, the one thing we asked especially was please do not bring any religious materials into the schools. And the faith-based community understands that. They understand that we have the separation of church and state, and I know that they're not going to cross that line. It's very important that they follow that guideline because I don't want anything to happen that would implode this whole process. We have hungry children, and it's going to take all of us to solve this problem in Seminole County. And it can't be done just with government funds or anything like that. It requires all of us because these are our neighbors and people like that that are hurting, and they need our help. So we all need to join hands to help and see if we can't solve this problem in Seminole County. So I think the idea is that the schools where we have the access to the children, we are the ones who identify these children, and actually school systems are the largest providers for homeless children in the nation. So it's a natural that we would join with the faith-based community who wants to put forth an effort to help with a real problem that we have in our community.
Chairman Schaffner, is there any new or additional expense that the district has to encumber to be involved in this collaborative?
No, not at all. I'm keeping the Excel spreadsheet on my computer at home, so I'm the one that's matching up the churches with the schools. And no, quite the opposite, because they are coming in on Friday afternoons or Friday mornings with the food. Some of them are doing food backpacks that are all packed up, and they just bring them in. So it helps the schools, actually, because it pained the schools to see these children go home hungry. And in the cafeteria at breakfast time, often a child will sneak an extra box of cereal in his pocket. One child said to me one day, "My mom doesn't have anything to eat. Is it all right if I take this box of cereal home to her?" So those are the kinds of things that we see. So our schools are so excited about having outside help to meet the problem that we have. It isn't just in the schools. I mean, it's in our community, without question. But these are children that are hurting, and that is something that should not be happening in our community.
Are there other religions involved in this faith-based initiative besides what one would assume in the Seminole County demographics, besides Christians, such as Jews, Muslims, Buddhists?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you have any proportion?
No, the majority of them are Christian, but only because I think the majority of the churches in our community, I think there are 400 churches, I believe it is, and I would venture, I haven't seen the stats, but I would venture to say that the majority would be Christian. But no, we're crossing all lines here.
Is it similar that homeless students cross all lines too, to the extent the system, the district, knows of their religious preference?
Well, we don't really know of their religious preference, so that's really not a question I can answer because I don't know what their religious preferences would be.
Do you know if there are other Florida school districts involved, Chairman Schaffner, in a similar faith-based collaboration like you just described?
I am not familiar with any other districts. That's not to say it's not happening. I just don't happen to know of any. This is just kind of something that started in our district, and it's just mushroomed.
On a personal level, have you or a loved one ever experienced or confronted homelessness or hunger or poverty?
I certainly haven't experienced homelessness. I grew up in a very low-income home with a single mother and four children. So we certainly didn't have enough money to put a lot of food on the table, but we always had something. And so I have not ever experienced homelessness itself, but I have seen it in children, and it pains me greatly.
Dee Dee Schaffner, Chairman of Seminole County Public Schools, anything you wish to add?
I would just say a huge thank you to the faith-based community for stepping forward, realizing that this is such a dire problem in our county and our district, and offering their assistance because they know we have children who are hurting. We cannot allow that to happen in our own community. It's right in our own backyard. These are our kids. They're all our kids. And we need to all step forward to see what we can do to assist. And it is with great pleasure that I tell you the churches are stepping forward as well as the community. And probably a model for the entire group is the Castleberry Task Force, which has been formed. The original 60 Minutes program was filmed at Castleberry Elementary, as I mentioned to you, and the Castleberry community, including the mayor and the police department, the fire department, two or three churches, all formed a task force, again, to step up and see what they could do to help in their own community, and that has absolutely grown. It is just amazing. I have been to a couple of their meetings, and they are really forming a group that is stepping forward to do everything they can. They help not only the food, but they have a clothing closet for kids who don't have the clothes, the socks or underwear or shoes that they need. And they've also provided school supplies for those children. They're going in and doing tutoring. They're mentoring children. They're actually a model for the nation is what they've done over there at the with the Castleberry Task Force. And my hat's off to them for what they have done.
Dee Dee Schaffner, Chairman, Seminole County Public School Board, thank you for this interview.
It is with great pleasure that I have been on this program, and it's given me an opportunity to thank personally the churches and synagogues who have stepped forward to be a part of our food pantry program. With so many of our children in the Seminole County schools going hungry, it is important for all of us as a community to step forward. It was hard for people to believe that we had this issue in our own county, in Seminole County. We consider ourselves a higher income area, but we have children, neighbors, who are hurting in our county, and we need to step forward to see what we can do. I still have schools that have not been adopted. They're looking for help to keep their food pantry stocked on Friday afternoon, so when children go home, they will have food to take home for the weekend. So any church or any organization, doesn't have to be a church, that would step forward and help with some of the schools that have not been adopted to date, I would greatly appreciate it, and they're certainly welcome to call me, or they can email me at my school board address, which is on the website.